The Injured Senior Podcast is here to help. Like it or not, the senior and elderly population is vulnerable to negligence committed by medical professionals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, pharmaceutical and medical device companies, insurance companies, and everyday individuals and businesses. Your host, Steve Heisler, creator of the National Injured Senior Law Center, has been advocating for seniors' rights for over 30 years and is bringing you answers to your questions. This is the Injured Senior Podcast.
Hello, injured senior, elderly, and aging population. This is Steve Heisler, founder and CEO of the National Injured Senior Law Center, and you are about to experience the latest episode of the Injured Senior Podcast. The Injured Senior Podcast is a podcast that discusses medical and legal issues of vital importance to the aging population, senior and elderly communities, and to their children, loved ones, and caregivers. Now, to get a copy of our special report, The Top Danger to Seniors in the Hospital, just go to our new website, InjuredSeniorPodcast.com, and download your free copy. So, I'm sure everyone in our injured senior community knows somebody who has diabetes. Here's a sobering statistic, my friends. 34.2 million Americans, a little more than 1 in 10, are diabetic. Here's some more bad news. 88 million in the United States have pre-diabetes. Now, that's 1 in 3. Now, according to the American Diabetes Association, 26.8% of Americans who are seniors have either been diagnosed with diabetes or remain undiagnosed. Now, that's 1 in 4 seniors. Folks, we have a problem on our hands. So the CDC says that diabetes is a condition in which the body does not properly process food for use as energy. Most of the food we consume is turned into glucose or sugar for our bodies to use for energy. The pancreas, an organ that is close to the stomach, produces a hormone called insulin to help glucose get into the cells of our bodies. When you have diabetes, your body either does not make enough insulin or can't use its own insulin as best as it should. And this results in sugars building up in the blood. Now, one of the top health complications of diabetes are wounds, which can lead, in serious situations, can lead to lower limb amputations. Here to talk to us today about diabetes and wounds is Martha Kelso. Now, you probably remember Martha Kelso because she has been a frequent guest on our show. So Martha is the founder and CEO of Wound Care Plus LLC, the largest mobile care provider in the Midwest. Martha is widely recognized as being a pioneer in the advanced wound care arena who works strenuously to help shape the future landscape of healthcare. So hello, Martha. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back, Steve. It's always fun joining you on your podcast.
Well, I have to thank you because we were talking off air and you're telling me that you've made a whirlwind tour around the state of Kansas or the state of Missouri.
That's correct.
And you literally are, you're driving on fumes right now, right?
Yep. We're rolling out some new services to help prevent wounds from deteriorating that are kind of groundbreaking and will help the seniors quite a bit, and it's something that Medicare just announced new coverage for. I had petitioned them back in August and said this is something that the seniors need, and I want Medicare to cover it, and Medicare agreed. So we're rolling out new services.
I can't believe that Medicare actually agreed with you, with you know, the senior community on something. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to talk about that on a future episode. You're already in the Injured Senior Podcast Hall of Fame.
Oh.
So, you know, yeah. So you're going to be one of our top Hall of Famers. All kidding aside, Martha, Diabetes is the seventh leading killer in the United States. Why is diabetes such a killer?
So the first thing I would say is diabetes often goes under-recognized, and people can live with diabetes and have little to no symptoms or symptoms that we easily brush off as something else. So when I was in nursing school, the mnemonic or the phrase that we were supposed to think about when it came to diabetes was the three P's, like P for Paul. And so they would say polyuria, polydipsia, polyphagia. I'm sorry, it was the three P's, not the four. So the three P's. So the three P's stand for polyphagia, which means excessive hunger, polydipsia, excessive thirst, and polyuria, excessive urination. So if any one of those three things is true, that's a huge symptom or red flag that you may have undiagnosed diabetes. But we tend to ignore, say, gosh, I was hot or I'm dehydrated. And, you know, so we brush it off and we don't get to the doctor. And oftentimes we realize we have diabetes when our vision fails and now we're blind. Our kidneys fail and now we're on dialysis. And so it can be a silent killer.
Yeah, that is definitely something which everybody needs to be on the lookout for, and everyone's in their day-to-day routine, and you know, we just need to stop and kind of take measurement of some symptoms that we're having and have it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're a wound care specialist. How does diabetes affect wounds?
I might tie CMS or the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services right back into this answer. And they issued a memorandum 20 years ago, meaning Medicare's had their finger on this pulse for at least two decades, if not longer. And in their memorandum to Medicare insureds, they notified us, and I'm going to give a direct quote, that the amputation risk with those that have diabetes is 15 to 40 times greater than those without diabetes. And that diabetic 20 years ago, the diabetic population comprised only 5% of the general population, but more than 50% of all non-traumatic lower extremity amputations were on diabetic limbs.
And what is it about diabetes that causes that to, have such a high amputation rate?
Great question. It does some really devastating things to our body. And so unmanaged diabetes negatively impacts the microvascular blood flow. And so we're talking about the tiny veins or tiny arteries, the capillaries that feed our tissue. That is, when you have diabetes or uncontrolled diabetes, that gets damaged, which means it leaves our tissue exposed to no blood flow, no oxygen, no nutrients. And then we know one of the major side effects of diabetes is atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis essentially means hardening of the arteries. And so it negatively impacts also the large blood flow vessels in our body as well. So it's that kind of double whammy. And it doesn't just impact our lower extremity. It impacts us head to toe. So if you looked at research studies, people that have diabetes end up with strokes and heart attacks or other major issues. But our lower extremity, of course, is what's furthest away from our heart. The further away you go from the heart, the harder it is for blood to get there, even if you're healthy. Now imagine not being healthy because of diabetes.
Okay. Would you say that the number one type of wound that is affected by diabetes would be the lower limbs or the feet?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And even toes and lower extremities. Absolutely. And I will say too, some people say, but I'm diabetic and I've managed my blood sugars perfectly as long as I've known that I've had it. Managing blood sugars is amazing because it helps ward off some of these issues and keeps your blood flow better longer, but it still doesn't protect you from the long-term devastating effects of diabetes. So even people with well-managed blood sugars can still end up with a diabetic foot ulcer, still end up with amputation, because it still damages the microvascular blood flow and the macrovascular blood flow.
Martha, again, you delivered the goods. I tell you, you always bring us so much valuable information and details. Thanks for discussing that much needed information with us. Now, you have two, I believe, publications or articles that you wrote, or can you tell our injured senior community a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you. On our website, it's www.mywoundcareplus.com, all spelled out. There's two reference guides. One, the first one is called What is a Diabetic Foot Ulcer? And this is just a very quick, high-level view of what a diabetic foot ulcer is. We discuss what the Cleveland Clinic says about diabetic foot ulcers. There's information in there from CMS. It's just the glossy overview. And it's about a 3-page document. The other one, though, is called Diabetic Foot Ulcers, A Quick Guide to Prevention, Assessment, and Management. That one is a 15-page document that discusses the importance of diabetic foot ulcers and then talks about the neuropathic ulcer, neuroischemic or ischemic ulcer. And then I even published a mnemonic to help patients know what they need to be doing throughout the year if they have diabetes to help prevent getting a diabetic wound. And that mnemonic is called Diabetic Limb. And of course, each letter stands for something that you should be doing to help prevent diabetic wounds.
And they can access that on the website.
Correct. It's in the online library portal. So Diabetic Foot Ulcer, A Quick Guide to Prevention, Management, etc. And then What is a Diabetic Ulcer?
That's great. Okay. Everybody needs to go to that, especially if you have a diabetic foot ulcer, but also to get some really good stuff on how to prevent getting diabetic foot ulcers and, I guess, diabetes in general. How can our listeners find you on social media, Martha?
Sure. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, and it's usually Wound Care Plus or My Wound Care Plus with hashtags or ampersand at symbols. And then our office number, if anybody has questions or needs to find resources, is 888-256-3814. And we're active in 14 states, so it's kind of hard not to find us in your neck of the woods.
Coming to a state near you.
That's right.
Great, yeah. Great. Thanks again, Martha, and all the best in 2021, my good friend.
You as well. Thank you, Steve.
You got it. Injured senior and aging population community, thanks for listening to today's episode. I want to again thank Martha Kelso for appearing on the show today. If you love the Injured Senior podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and review. You can go on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform to do that. If you want to share your story on an upcoming show or have any suggestions or comments that you would like me to address on this show, you could either email me at steve@injuredseniorhotline.com. As you know, I answer all emails. But we just added a new shiny button on our InjuredSeniorPodcast.com website. You can actually leave a message. You'll see something on the homepage where you can actually leave us a message, kind of like a voicemail, and we will answer that on the show if you'd like. So until next time, I'm looking forward to next week's experience on the Injured Senior Podcast. Stay safe, and I will talk to you soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Injured Senior Podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. Connect with us at InjuredSeniorPodcast.com and sign up for our newsletter. To find out more or to get help at any time, visit InjuredSeniorPodcast.com or call 855-622-6530. That's 855-622-6530.